Did you know forced marriage happens in Australia? It means being pressured, tricked, or coerced into getting married without your free and full consent, including if you are too young to marry. Forced marriage can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, sexuality, culture, or religion. If this sounds like you or someone you know, free and confidential support is available through a national service called My Blue Sky. Visit mybluesky.org.au or call 02 9514 8115.
You're listening to SBS News.
Hi. So you know what I love doing? Breakdancing.
Oh, man. It's the one.
When Natalie Tran started making YouTube videos, the platform hadn't even celebrated its second birthday. Within a few years, she would become the first Australian on the platform to gain more than 1 million subscribers. And now, more than a decade later, her work on Community Channel is being added to the National Film and Sound Archive.
I think the Natalie who started making YouTube videos would be shocked that this is happening now, because back then no one knew what YouTube was. I remember having to tell people what YouTube was. I remember reading about YouTube in the newspaper.
She's one of 10 accounts chosen for the inaugural Creator Capsule to archive the diversity of voices, production styles and audiences of Australians online.
They come from all kinds of different cultural and language groups. They're making work for car fans, they're making works for children, they're making works about the environment, they're making maths lessons. So really, as far as possible with just 10 creators, we've really tried to reach into and map what Australian culture really looks like in the 21st century.
Patrick McIntyre, the CEO of the National Film and Sound Archive, says they have been collecting YouTube videos over the last decade. But this is the first dedicated effort to capture what happens around those videos too.
The likes, shares and comments are a really critical part of YouTube collecting, because they provide the context. It's not just about a great video that's really interesting. It's about the cultural impact that that video had. And I think now with online platforms, you can really see that impact happen in real time. It's just such an important part of understanding how audiovisual culture, videos, inform the way we live today, the way we live together today, the way we communicate.
Those interactions show how far many of these creators reach. For the Outback Boys, their adventures mixing bushcraft with new technology have gained popularity around the world.
And so we have people in the community who are watching the content from the Philippines and from Indonesia and from India saying, hey, I hunt like that, I eat that food, I do that thing.
That fandom also includes many closer to home, especially in their community of Ramanganing in the Northern Territory.
We go into the shop and all you can hear in the little community shop is Joseph, Chico, Dino, Jerome or Opie, you know, like...
Even though they see us every day.
Even though they see us every day, but they just keep calling our names and, you know, kids want photos and it's really heart-moving.
Another creator included is public school teacher Eddie Wu, whose maths lessons have captivated students globally. He says it still shocks him to think about the impact of his videos.
For me, this is a huge honour, and actually as someone who is the child of migrants and who grew up not necessarily really knowing or understanding how I fit into Australian society and culture, I think on that level, this is even more special to me. And I think that because so many people now call Australia home who were either not born in this country or maybe they've got a different cultural heritage, I hope that, you know, this is part of everyone understanding and appreciating that it's an incredibly diverse country that we live in, and that is one of our strengths, and I'm glad to be a very small part of that.
For Glitch co-founders and siblings Kevin and Luke, the origins of their production company go back to their parents' grocery store. While their parents sold fruit and vegetables out the front, the brothers would be out the back playing video games. What started as a desire to tell stories through video games is now an independent animation studio.
We're influenced by a lot of the stories from Japan and Asia, and we're also combining that with our Western upbringing and sensibilities, and we bringing that together, we've created Glitch.
Across the 10 creators, the capsule will include 300 videos, alongside oral histories and contextual material about their creators and their processes. Nearly two decades after posting her first video, Natalie hopes others still get to experience the same magic she did.
I hope that people get the pleasure of making something that they like and finding people out there who that resonates with, because I think all we ever want in this life is to feel some kind of connection.
As for her advice on how to get there,
only make things if you want, and only make things about something that you enjoy, because what's the point otherwise? I think you have to take the risk of sharing something that you love.
Karishma Luthria, SBS World News.
Not long ago, just when you're about to take the lead against your friends in your favorite online race, then a game update starts downloading. The screen freezes. You imagine your friends overtake you one by one, probably laughing while doing so. Thankfully, with today's NBN speeds, updates are faster and more seamless, so races are decided without interruption on equal terms. The way we play online has changed. NBN has evolved alongside it with better speed built for how we choose to game. Visit nbn.com.au. Faster speeds applicable to FTTP and HFC technologies.